Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Years ago, we couldn't even bring this up.
Oh, I know. Talking about this subject.
Weed.
Yeah, pot. Marijuana. It's, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different stories about weed.
Crazy.
And since you're our weed aficionado and you did run some things past you.
Okay.
One of the first things is, do you in any, this has been debated and debated and debated, and I don't know which side of this I'm on, but do you think that weed is addictive?
Physically, absolutely not.
You really don't think so?
None whatsoever.
They say there's a gene in some people that can make it addictive in them.
Oh, okay.
But you don't feel it at all. Like, I believe wholeheartedly that alcohol can be addictive.
Physically, yes.
Yeah, and same with nicotine.
Yes.
Like, if you don't get a cigarette, you start to become agitated.
Yeah, there's physical.
Right.
Same with alcoholics.
They get the shakes or whatever.
Now, when we couldn't get our hands on any pot and everything was dry, you couldn't buy anything, we would go through what we thought we were like freak out and withdrawals when we really
wanted. Bored? Or?
Yeah. And we just wanted to get high. But if we didn't have it, our bodies didn't shut down. Maybe psychologically. Now I can see if you're taking you're doing marijuana for pain and you don't have any and your pain's still there.
That might be
maybe
more of a physical.
Yes. But if you're just a regular pothead, no.
Research has said that the gene is like the nicotine receptor in the brain.
Ooh.
And people with low amounts of this receptor could become addicted
physically
to
or
pot.
Psychologically addicted to pot.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So that's step one that I never even thought of, because all my friends who smoked when I was young were not like my friends who drank. My friends who drank, you could see that it was turning like people who really, I mean, I talk a lot. I joke a lot. Like, I could be an alcoholic. And it's probably, if you're truly an alcoholic and you hear me saying that, you're like, you're kind of a D.
Okay.
I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I can literally go without it for months on end, but I enjoy having a couple of drinks when I want to have them. I've never seen anybody like go, I need weed. I've never had a friend who's like, dude, I gotta have it.
Me too. We thought we needed it.
But it's not the same.
You physically do not.
Here's the next thing. Do you think weed should be okay when you're pregnant? Because, and again, this goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Like, doctors say, yeah, you can have a glass of wine when you're pregnant. And then they come out. I don't believe any doctor wants to say out loud, you can have a glass of wine when you're pregnant. But some doctors on the down low will be like, your blood volume is doubled. Go ahead. Have a glass. Don't go doing tequila shooters.
Right.
But
they say that the stress could be worse for you than maybe having that glass of wine. So go ahead, go have the glass of wine to remove the stress that could be
yes.
worse.
So if a glass of wine is okay, why wouldn't a little?
The only thing about marijuana is that it affects lungs and you're holding your breath and you're erasing brain cells. Outside of that.
Oh, my God. Well, what a good sales pitch you just did. We're up to 7. Now, this may not seem like a small number, but 7% of pregnant women are now using weed.
I would say those that would admit it. I think there's
you think it's
handle.
More than that?
Oh, yes. Because it's great for anxiety. It's great for pain. It's great for a lot of things. The problem is that you're just not getting high yourself. Your baby is too.
Yeah. Here's the deal about that 7% stat. That's double over a decade ago.
That would admit it. Wow.
Yes. So it's becoming more.
If you can do the CBD oil, whatever those initials are for.
Oh, CBD, yeah.
Without inhaling something or maybe just take it in pill form, I guess.
I think that's just to relax, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's medicinal. It's the inhaling. It's the holding the breath. It's your child is also getting stoned as well.
But are they? I guess if you feel that's the thing. If you drink a glass of wine, you don't feel inebriated. So then your child wouldn't be inebriated because your blood volume is so high that you're not actually getting a buzz. You're doing it more as like the habit and you're just kind of calming down a little bit.
So
if you smoke, and you don't actually get high, then your baby wouldn't either, right?
Okay, so you're saying that if you drink alcohol, that there's so much blood, by the time it gets to the baby, it's been diluted and it has really no effect on that child.
Really doesn't. As far as, I'm not, dude, people listening, I'm not a doctor.
It makes sense.
But I, when my wife was pregnant, that was one of the things I go, your blood, some of the things that are going to happen. So one time in your life where you can grow, where the human body grows another organ. At no other point, the placenta is an organ. And it's the only time in a human's life that they literally grow another organ.
Wow.
And your blood volume doubles. Well, if your alcohol to blood ratio is based on I drank this much alcohol and I have this much blood.
It makes sense.
You drink a glass of wine and you have double the blood. It's a drop in the bucket.
Okay, back to the smoking marijuana then.
Right.
Then that THC should be diluted by the time it gets to the baby's brain.
One would think.
Okay.
But the THC here in Colorado, I'm told, as a person who doesn't do it, it's like lethal. Like, it's really strong. Like
89% for a lot of the...
That's insanity, dude.
Yeah.
Like you don't need very much to get high.
You do not.
So pregnant women using the really good stuff could be a really bad idea.
Okay. So now it could be bad now.
Again, if you're listening to us and you're like sitting out in front of Starbucks and like 9 months pregnant, you're like, I don't know, guys, make your mind up. I got to figure out if I'm going in.
She's literally got the lighter.
Right. She's like, hold on. Don't. We don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I would fault on this. I would just.
Yes. I mean, like on the first pregnancy, for most women, my wife included, no alcohol, no sushi, because there's bacteria in it.
Mercury.
And it was like, and then your second, third, 15th kid, you're just like.
Where's that mercury?
You're literally laying underneath. You're doing keg stands while slamming Maguro. You're like, God, doesn't affect me. God.
Wow. I don't know.
The last thing about weed, the new thing that's out there, and I'm curious how you're going to feel about this. I know you don't go to a lot of weddings, but at weddings, you have alcohol, right?
Right. Open bar.
Yeah.
Cash bar.
Well, they're starting.
Are they?
Yes. To have bartenders at weddings and bud tenders at weddings.
And that's legal. That's totally.
Sort of. I mean, if you purchased it legally, you go out and you buy a bunch of weed and then you have it there and somebody's just kind of like, hey, what are you looking for? It's just like when you go to a pot store, which, hey, stop the presses. I don't do drugs, but I've been in one.
Yeah, a few times.
It's fascinating to me. I listen to them make their, it's like, you want your body, you want your head, you're like, how much? You want a half body? I was like, so I think it would be the same thing. You just buy a whole bunch of crap, edibles and whatnot. And then.
So if I'm getting married, I have to provide still the alcohol bar.
Yes.
But now a pot bar.
And these people are insured. They offer micro edibles, joints, vapes, everything. You just roll up and it's like, vodka tonic? No, I was thinking a little something in a jelly bean. And you
wow.
And you just get high at a wedding.
To me, it's weddings are so painful that we all have to get numb now.
It's not
There's
a terrible
way to get numb at a wedding.
Right. So, if you're pregnant and on your way to a wedding,
right.
Stop listening to us because this is all terrible advice.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.